We've always believed we were the new men, the new people, the new society, the last best hope on earth, in Lincoln's terms. For the first time, we've really begun to doubt it. And that was only February 1973. By 1976, a presidential year, such observations would become so routine that when the nation geared up for a massive celebration of its bicentennial, it was common for editorialists and columnists to question whether America deserved to hold a birthday party at all, and whether the party could come off without massive bloodshed, given that there had been 89 bombings attributed to terrorism in 1975. The liberals at the New Republic reflected upon the occasion of the most harrowing 1975 trauma, the military collapse of our ally, South Vietnam, the nation on behalf of which we had expended those thousands of lives and billions of dollars, that if the bicentennial helps us focus on the contrast between our idealism and our crimes, so much the better. The most ambitious politicians endeavored to speak to this new national mood. An entire class of them, Watergate babies, were swept into Congress in 1975, pledging thoroughgoing reform of America's broken institutions. And nearly alone among ambitious